Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. This is Madam Perry, your host, your groove mistress, your spiritual advisor, and I'm thrilled to be here today. This is a little early. Not used to doing this in the daylight, although in the UK, where my guest is, it's 8 o'clock in the evening, I believe. So I haven't got him on the phone yet, my guest, but I'm going to tell you, you probably already know, fantastic, and I mean extremely popular band in the UK, making waves over here in the US too, in Europe. And it's Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. It's going to be Joe Symes and drummer Colin White. And so while I try to get them on the line, why not do the sensible thing and play one of their songs? And let's see. Summer's Almost Coming. Joe Symes and the Loving Kind.
Just So, Chuck, talk to us about Fizdale being the Knicks' new coach. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I tell you right now, Ernie, it don't matter who's going to coach this team. They don't got no talent on it. And I don't really feel I talk.
That's kind of harsh.
I don't feel I talk about the Knicks right
don't
now.
Want to talk about lunch?
No.
What would you like to talk about, Chuck?
See, Ernie, I've been listening to a podcast called Madame Perry Salon. And I think Jennifer Perry, she's a great host. I mean, she got all these bestseller authors, Rostov, all the comedians.
What about people that don't have rings?
Here we go again.
Real funny, Real funny. But I think she's great, and I think people would love her show. She got a great laugh. She make the laugh come out of nowhere like an eagle come in there and just steal the whole show. It's a beautiful thing. It's not terrible.
I mean, the world has gone crazy, right? I mean, this whole pandemic, I don't even know if I'm coming or going anymore. You know what I mean? But the one thing during the pandemic that I found out, right, that was a good thing was the Madame Perry Salon. I mean, this podcast, right, when you hear her laughing, all you want to do is laugh, right? When her dog's barking in the background and she's talking to the duck, I'm like, she's going to an interview, and I'm like, this podcast is the best podcast I've ever heard before. You know what I mean?
Ugh, what a day. I just need some me time for once. Yes, perfect. I got the new bath bombs today. Peach and clove, here we come. Mim and the Anvil makes the best smelling herbal blends of bath bombs. You can order loose or ground herb, added buttermilk, extra large, even ones with hidden gifts inside. There are over 25 essential oil varieties. After today, my body definitely needs some spiritual nourishment and lots of fizz. Her metaphysical blends are soothing in more ways than one. Visit mimandtheanvil.com today. Make time for yourself. There are over 100 herbal blends of bath bombs. Keep a healthy body and mind. Feed your soul. Visit mimandtheanvil.com today. If you don't make time for yourself, no one else will.
Do you enjoy watching movies?
Yes!
Do you like to hear other people's opinions on movies?
Yes!
And do you find that you don't always have the time to listen to an entire podcast about one movie?
Yes!
Well, then you might enjoy my new podcast, Living for the Cinema. My reviews cover the good, the bad, and the ugly of what makes each film unique, but in less than 15 minutes. Check out Living for the Cinema on all platforms where podcasts are available.
All right, that was A Place to Call Our Own, which is a hot song right now by my friends and guests, Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. So, Joe, Colin, hello. Okay, can you hear me in here? Oh, okay. How about now? Oh, I got to merge. That's what I got to do. Okay.
Colin, Joe.
Hey, everybody here?
Yep.
Great. Yep. All right, guys. You know, my husband's out of town, and he usually handles the real technical stuff. So I am so sorry about the delay, but we got to listen to three songs, and I've got you here now, and I'm so grateful for your patience with me. So now, from this second on, it's all about you. Welcome back to Madame Perry Salon. I am thrilled to have you here. Tell us what's been going on, you guys.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
You've got the new CD.
Always good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back.
Sorry.
So, talk about your new music, your new CD. What's going on?
Well, the latest EP, A Place to Call Our Own, last time we were on the show, it was about to be released. It was released in March, and since then, the feedback for it has been absolutely amazing. The reviews for it have been fantastic. The response from people who've heard it has been amazing. It's actually, the title track was actually, it got to number 8 in the 365 radio chart, which is like a very big... fast up and coming radio station based down in London. It was number 8. It beat people like Florence and the Machine, Ed Sheeran, Jack White, people like that in the chart. It stayed in the top 20 for 5 weeks as well.
Oh my gosh. This is fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean, I knew it was in the top 20. I did not know it had gotten to 8, but I knew it was hitting against Jack White, Ed Sheeran, all these people. You guys, how does that feel?
Very good. Very good. Very proud.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with that. You know, as you say, great songs, you know, they'll always do the business.
Fairly recently as well, the EP has become available in HMV stores in the northwest of England. HMV, for those who don't know, is the major music retailer in the UK. So we've also been doing some in-store shows to promote it as well. So we've done one in Liverpool last month. We did one in Manchester on the weekend. Both went fantastic. And we've got another 3 to go over September, October. So obviously we've been doing like these in-store acoustic shows, which we've actually never done that before, but it was actually quite, it's actually nice to do something you haven't done before, but the feedback for that have been really, really good. Obviously, I think you shared one of the videos on Twitter before, so obviously you can check that out there. But yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic, and, we're very, very proud of it.
And we're doing that either side, recording the third album as we speak, we're in the recording studio this week. We recorded 6 up to now. So we're going in this week on Thursday to commence work on the third album.
Well, yeah. While you're hot, don't waste any time, guys.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, the EP, I've been saying this to people, the EP is kind of like an... it'll be a kind of like a companion piece to the third album or vice versa. Essentially, the EP is like a little bit of a taster of what sort of the general feel of the third album is going to be. Again, just, very like poppy, catchy, rock songs. That, again, unlike, the second album, which again was still a catchy album. The second album was more, that was kind of a very heavy rock album, but still catchy, as I said. But this one, like the EP, it's got that little extra element of poppiness to it, and if you hit the EP, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh gosh, yes. And honestly, right now it's something that I don't know about you guys over there in the UK, but I know you read the news in America, and music like this you know, something that's catchy, something that stays with you, something that even the sad ones you feel good listening to because you feel like somebody understands you. And then the pop happy ones, a place to call our own. You know, in America, we need some happy music right now.
Well, you know, I think the whole world needs happy music now because obviously what's been going on for the past 2 years, you know, brought a lot of people down, stuff and everything because, you know, no one knew where they were coming or going. And obviously, you know, like over here now, obviously things are like, you know, mellowed a hell of a lot and obviously hopefully in other places too. So I think it's a case of like, you know, after all of that, you know, misery and, you know, depression and everything and all that, I think the entire world needs a bit of cheering up and I think something like the EP at the moment is the therapy for it. So if you listen to it, you're having a bad day, it will cheer you up because people need cheering up.
Plus, there's a video in the making for the title track, A Place Called Our Own, which is really going to make you laugh when you see it because it's very, very happy. And it's totally different from what we've done. But when you see the video, you'll just want to play it over and over again because everyone that's had the EP have came down and said they constantly got it on repeat, play. So that's basically a little hint at what to come with the new album. But the new album's going to top even that, even more.
Yeah, actually, thinking about it, this is actually to quote someone who a friend of ours from Manchester, with a lady called Elaine. She actually said to us when she came to see us recently, she said, "Your music is basically it's therapeutic," and I thought that is probably one of the nicest compliments we've ever had from anyone. Oh. So if you're getting told your music's therapeutic, then I think you're onto a winner. So that kind of you know, clarifies what I've just said about cheering people up. So she hit the nail on the head. There you go. There's the proof. It's therapeutic.
And that's your friend Elaine.
Yeah, lovely lady called Elaine. Yeah, she's got this. She's a big fan of the band.
I want to give a
say about us, and it's always appreciated.
I want to give a shout out then to Elaine and all of your fans, saying, you know, thank you guys for going out, seeing, supporting, grooving to it. And since you've been going out live again, I mean, you've been doing the in-stores and the radio station, record stores. You've been doing in-store performances. You've got videos all over social media of that. And you're doing shows, concerts. The audiences are just glad to hear music and glad to be outside with each other and you. And you're feeling that, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, it has come to an end, I think, because of the last 2 years, what's going on. Everyone's just happy to get out and enjoy themselves and stuff. And we've been busy doing what we do best. I mean, during the lockdown, we were, like, locked in. We were still doing work, what we normally do, but we couldn't play any live gigs. So us to get back out and play live gigs, especially the gigs we've been playing, which are big gigs and festivals and stuff, is a breath of fresh air for us. And also to have, like, our music now on sale in major stores in the UK and be able to play in there and promote them, it's just another icing on the cake for us. So we're very pleased with all of that. Long may it continue. So, you know, just the next step is to, like, get on this album and, like, you know, conquer the other stores, so to speak. So we're looking forward to all of it.
Yeah, but we're essentially making up for lost time now because obviously a lot of things were delayed, you know, better late than never, but it's basically like, you know, being catch-up time. And obviously the perfect thing was, you know, we went out and started the gig again. And not only that, we had a brand new release to promote, so like everything kind of went hand in hand. So, you know, and now the fact that, like, you know, as soon as we finished the EP early this year, we within about 6 weeks, we started the third album. Like, so we were kind of, you know, we had a lot of backlog of material that was written there, so we kind of just went, well, to hell with it, you know, we released an EP, let's start working on the album straight away. So, you know, we kind of really wanted to sort of, you know, make up for that time that we kind of didn't have to do all the practical stuff, and now we kind of, it's kind of, you know, all systems go again, so that's a good thing too.
Well, let me for your fans, they want to hear this. They already know this, and they want to hear it again. And for your newer fans who are just starting to love you and get to know about you guys, I want to talk about a couple of things that have happened. Now, like a lot of towns, a lot of towns that people like to visit. You usually have a book or a website these days called Explore Whatever Town It Is. And the exploreliverpool.com decided to have, apparently, a new section called Listen Up Liverpool. And on the very first one that they did, they says, on our first of our new series, Listen Up Liverpool, we caught up with local band Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. And I'd like to read just a couple of the quotes on here, if you don't mind. One is says, says, according to former Beatles manager and Mercy Beat promoter Sam Leach, they are one of the most intriguing new bands to come out of Liverpool. And then Ryan Martin of Jammerzine magazine, which is based in Chicago, said, take note, if you are thinking of starting a band or wanting to get your music heard, this is how it's done. Talking about you guys. And not only that, and here's something I know we talked about before, but I want to hear it again from you guys. You seem to have a big fan, one of your big fans among hundreds, is somebody who's got a lot of fans himself, and that's George Sefton.
Yeah, George is, he's essentially what you might call the sort of the compere sort of announcer for all the Liverpool football soccer games here in Liverpool. He's been doing that for a long time. I think he's been there for like around about 50. Just over 50 years.
Well,
so he's got
a lot of,
you know, stories to tell. I think he published a book as well recently about obviously his little anecdotes and stuff and all that. So we've met him a few times, and always he's played us at Anfield on many occasions. And he's always, you know, I've been nice to say about the band. He's a nice fella too. And yeah, he's you know, in Liverpool, he's one of the sort of the main champions of us, because obviously because he has a voice as well, because obviously he's got a big reputation at a major football club and has done for many years. So it's good to have someone like that who can kind of say, you know, oh yeah, by the way, you know, check out this band, they're really, really good. Not so it's obviously what he's done for us, you know, promotion wise at games and playing us at half time and stuff has always been appreciated. And then and obviously because the season, the football season just started again. Obviously, because I always have a summer break. It started again, obviously, now, and that'll go on until about May, as it usually does. So, obviously, you know, now that it started again, he'll most likely, well, hopefully, he'll play some of the stuff off the EP again over the next few games. Like, so, obviously, if he gives a shout-out and says, I'm playing it again, we'll obviously go up and promote it on social media. So, if that's the case, you know, we'll obviously hopefully be looking forward to it. So, we're hoping to hear from them very soon to maybe play us. And obviously, when the third album comes out, that'll follow suit again. But yeah, he's a nice fella, and it's always appreciated for what he's doing for us, definitely.
The best thing about it was when the EP was released, he played the EP at 6 home Liverpool games on the run. So every time Liverpool were playing at a home at Anfield, he'd be playing tracks on the EP, which no one else has got, to be honest with you, from what we know, because he absolutely loves the EP. He's a massive fan of the band. And I mean, to, like, you know, have your music played at Anfield to, like, 65,000 people was, like, you know, was a big achievement and a bit good promotion as well. Plus, I did an interview with the magazine the other year to promote what we were doing and stuff. So that's when I was with all the fans who bought season tickets. So it's all good promotion. I'm like, you know, thank them for it, and hopefully, you know, we'll get played again with the new season starting soon.
Yeah, and George, yeah, he does have a book. It's called The Voice of Anfield, My 50 Years with Liverpool Football Club. And, yeah, popular stadium announcer, popular guy, and he puts your music out for everyone. I mean, my gosh, how many people attend those games?
About 65,000 people.
Gosh!
Tops.
Wow.
I mean, I think that's tops, yeah. And I mean, what they're doing is now, Anfield, the stadium, it's being expanded even more now. So that'll be even more people to go to the game. So you're looking at about probably about 75,000 people, something like that, in the end.
Yeah, they keep making the ground bigger and bigger and bigger, which is not necessarily a bad thing if you're getting your music played there. But you know, the more people will hear it, the better. And I think a friend of ours who goes to the match, he sometimes filmed it, and you know, you could obviously hear the music playing in the background and all that. And I think with every video that he sent us, as soon as the song ended and all that, it got a nice round of applause, which was nice. So it does, oh good, you know, the football fans like it as well. So. That was a nice little addition to that too.
I mean, with Anfield itself as a football ground and Liverpool as a football team known around the world, and with them expanding the stadium, because they're going to be holding like loads more gigs there. The Rolling Stones played there a couple of months back. The Eagles played there. Brian Adams played there. So. There's a lot, you know, it expands even more because I think they're looking at, like, you know, major gigs that are going off on there from touring bands as well, which is good for the city, and it brings revenue into the city, and it's good for the tourist industry, and like the Beatles as well, with the coming to Liverpool to the Albert Dock, and part of Liverpool which massively promote the Beatles and stuff, you know, so it, Liverpool seems to be on the up, you know, in terms of like that side of stuff and all that. And, you know, as I said, we're glad to be around at the moment and be involved in it and what's going on.
Yeah. Wow. So, 65,000, no small audience, and they're loving you, and your friends you got a witness. You got it on video that the people applaud and love it. So, yeah, big love to George Sefton. I really appreciate that. But you guys, Colin, you're the drummer. Joe, you're a guitar player. I guess you both write the songs?
Joe's the principal songwriter of the band and the frontman too. It's funny because the way the process works, I've said this many times, it's like, imagine if someone was a painter and they'll do the preliminary sketch on the canvas, or they'll sketch out the basic thing that'll be, say, by pencil on the canvas. He'll come in with that, and then he might pour a few shades and go, I've got this idea, and he'll go, what do you think, to me and to Alan Walsh, our bass player? And we might go, okay, well, maybe, like, you know, paint those leaves a bit brown there, because it's the autumn maybe, and, you know, I've got that little bit of clouds of the sky and so on. We'll shade in our little bits, and when it's finished, it will be the finished song. You know,
obviously, right.
Well, you know, and anyone who has any suggestions, no matter who it is, as long as it works, it'll get used.
All right. And you also have another member that's not with us on the show today. And so if you want to just introduce him, let people know who he is.
Yeah, that's our bass player, Alan Welsh. He's the other member that makes up three. Of us, he couldn't be here, unfortunately, today, send his apologies, but no doubt he'll be listening in when the show goes out. But, we're a three-piece band, and even though there's only three of us, we can make a lot of noise. Someone actually said to us once when he came to see us that we were, like, the loudest three-piece band he ever heard, which is nice to know. And to add to that as well, we recently did a gig, our last major gig that was in a music venue, that was last month. Someone came up to me at the end of the show and said, oh, they really enjoyed the gig. And he said, I really enjoyed the gig. He said, you were bloody loud, but good loud. I said, good loud? He went, good loud. So we're good loud. So we were quite pleased with that.
Yeah, I read that. I read some reviews of where they said it's a three-person band. They sound like nine people.
That was
one of the reviews.
Said that on the gig as well, yeah.
So it was Joe Symes, Colin White, Alan Welsh. Do you call yourselves or consider yourself a power trio? I don't know. Always know if that goes for a specific type of music like Rush or... Because apparently you guys are powerful.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. I'll take that on board. Jimi Hendrix was a power trio, so, and there was three of them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'll take that on board, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, my husband, Denton, who, you know, we saw a band that we've seen a lot of times, but we recently saw Adrian Belew. And I'm sure you know him. He's played with, you know, worked with Bowie and Zappa and King Crimson. But he just had his bass player, Julie Slick, and a drummer. And, yeah, yeah, so it's, you don't have to have a lot of people to put it out, make it loud, and make it good. So it's the quality, not the quantity. So, oh, and you guys have had a lot of one thing I wanted to say, though, when I was talking about George Sefton, you're no stranger to recognition and attention from high-profile performers. When I first got to know you guys several years ago, I mean, Noel Gallagher was pulling you guys into things he was doing and getting you in attention, getting you into performing at events with other big names.
We headlined the after show party for, is it the High Flying Birds gig? It was the after show party. We headlined it twice. That was in the O2 Academy. On the O2 Academy one, which is obviously the big room. That was in Liverpool. We did that twice. That was really good. We never got to meet him. Someone said he was there, but we never got to meet him. But the crowd, there was a big crowd there. They were two great gigs. That was just nice to play those events. So, and you know, I think to add to that as well, I think we mentioned this before. I think it was when we were doing our first album, we got told from a very reliable source that several people, like sort of the actors, Matthew Modine and Michael Keaton, apparently had our first album. Now, I'd like to see if they've got the other ones as well. Like, so we need to track them down. So I'll say, have you got the rest of our stuff? You know, if you like the first one, then you need to get the rest of it. If not, like, so we need to track them down somehow, see what they have to say for themselves.
It's nice to be told, you know, you've got a lot of Hollywood fans who are buying your music, and then, like, to be on the same, like, interview in I think it was Washington or California, like, so that after that, with the head of the Washington Post, and you're on the same radio interview with the man, Michael Shiflett as well, who's killing Kennedy, Lincoln and stuff. He was actually done a celebrity endorsement video for our last album, Phase 2. A couple of others as well. I mean, like, we're mixing with, like TV celebrities in the UK who are turning up at the gigs as well, and that. And I'm wearing the T-shirts and speaking to people about us. So, you know, there's all kinds going on. I mean, we've been all week. We've mentioned everything that's gone on so far and stuff and all that. But as long as, you know, the songs are coming thick and fast and they're catchy and they're getting people's attention, like the new EP, I mean, like, well, I'm all for it, you know. It's me that's bashing me against a brick wall of a night writing songs and, like, you know, tearing my hair out if I can't get a right code for it. But as long as the songs are coming, which they are, you know, it's like, then, you know, we've got nothing to worry about because we've still got a lot of material there that's been written and not even released. And that can be different styles of music. But this new album, I'm really looking forward to finishing. Because if you've got the new EP, then, like, you know, that's a little taste of that. Because a lot of work went into the new EP. You know, a lot of late nights for me personally with pre-production work on songs and that. I'm making notes on my phone and speaking into my phone, and sometimes, you know, just getting, like, just anything down that's just coming to me. I have to put it in on paper, my phone, speaking into my phone, singing into my phone, on my phone, stuff. So, you know, but the result is the EP, which is out, and As Colin said, the feedback's been absolutely unbelievable for him, which I'm really pleased about.
And also as well, recently, I've just thought about this then, someone who we know, I think it was when we were promoting the most recent in-store gig that we did last week, I think it was, someone put on the comments saying, you know, if you're in the area, come down and see this band, they're really great. And the main thing that they actually said, which really definitely pleased us all, it was something on the lines that he said, this band writes songs the way songs should be written. It was something like that. So that was a nice compliment as well. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was nice.
Oh, yes, that was magnificent. Colin, I know you do videos, like a lot of people. You do instructional videos on YouTube. How long have you been doing that?
That's just like a sort of little that's just a little fun page where, you know, I just put up some videos, like, you know, be playing little things and stuff and all like that. I think other people do it as well, but yeah, that's just a little fun thing that I do from time to time. It's nothing like intense. That's just a little little things here, you know, because, you know, it's good to inspire people in many ways. So, you know, it's obviously, if that's the intent, for people to sort of, like, you know, to see that, and then, you know, that's an avenue that they can find the band, then, you know, it's you know, that's all that matters to us, you know. It's like, you know, if they find that, they'll find the band.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's a nice little way to reach out, and yeah, help some folks along, and more people get to know you. Now, Joe, recently, you have a picture of there was a magazine that had done a write up about you and the band, and what I loved, one of my favorite posts was where, and I even downloaded it so that I could share it on one of my Instagram pages, is where you're at a table reading, right, and you said, just thought I'd look over this again. Talk to us about, for people that haven't read that yet or don't know, tell us the magazine and who wrote, et cetera.
Right, that was me at home, and I was reading the Liverpool Football Club programme, which had my feature in it. That's what that was. You know, the programme that goes on with the football matches. That's when they done the interview with me, and like, they talk about the new EP and stuff and all that. So that's what that was, if you're wondering what that was, yeah.
Oh, that's even cooler, I think. Reasonably, you could say that 65,000 people had it.
That's correct. Yeah, you do. Mm. When that goes out, if anything's with the band or whatever, it's going to be like, you know, whether it's saying even the event in Liverpool, that goes out on the match days, and like, people will buy it and stuff and all that. So that's what that was like, me reading, like, you know, to the view.
Well, that's cool. I thought it was pretty cool. So when and it was
I
a well done.
Really great yourself, personally.
What's that?
I thought it was really good myself, personally. I mean, you can't ask for nothing better than that.
Oh, yes, for real. Now, now that you're out, people are getting out to hear music, and people are getting out and performing again. And I know you are too, not only the in-stores, but you've done shows. Have you been able to get out of the UK in this new allegedly post-pandemic world?
No, not at the UK, no. Well, obviously the music's traveled out of the UK, which is great anyway, because if you can't do it in person, you may as well do it in spirit and in music. But no, not at the UK. I think because of, like, all the COVID stuff and everything, all the pandemic and people getting, like, the needles and stuff and all that, I mean, it sort of shook a lot of people up. I mean, me personally, I didn't get any needles because I didn't believe in the thing, to be honest with you. I'm going to say that. I just thought it was a big con. And also the fact that, like, I think the proof's in the pudding when you have the government who are going on national telly telling us all how to live our lives and 6 meters apart in this space and that space and don't speak to no one. And yet they're in Down Street and they've sent out emails, bring your own bottles of wine and parties.
Oh, yeah.
While loved ones and family, loved ones and families have to say goodbye to people, have to say goodbye to the relatives through plastic bags and through windows while the government were laughing at us in parties in Down Street. And their only apology was Boris Johnson was to say, sorry. oh, you know, well, that didn't matter. Like, you know, tell us how to live our lives for 2 years and getting all these jobs, which people are dropping dead for now, and footballers are dropping dead and everything. And when BFLA people have to say goodbye to the relatives and the grandmas and hug them through pieces of plastic, you know, that's, you know, really, that's really, like, you know, not on at all. And, you know, it's just shows you what society we're living in now. We've got a government that they like, can't even trust and corrupt. And as well as, like, you know, the news that's on the telly, which is all fake, except TV news, which says it as it is. You know, I just think it's, you know, what else is next? I think, you know, they just come up with, they just make these things up as they're going along, like, you know, Ebola, bird flu, monkeypox. Oh, you know, we've had monkeypox for ages, haven't we? I've never seen it. No. I mean, that's going away from like talking about what Missy's talking about, but, you know, I think a lot of people have, like, sort of, like, woke up and realised what that all was about, and, you know, some people might disagree with me, but if they do, fair enough, they're entitled to an opinion, and I'm entitled to my own opinion as a human being, as an individual, and I stick by it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I certainly see that. And, yes, we did get a lot of coverage in the news about that big party in number 10, Downing. So, what can you say? But yeah, so I guess. So without the jab, then. So without the jab, then you couldn't go overseas. You couldn't go to Europe, which really ruins my next question. Which, you know, I always ask you this, and I probably sound like a broken record, but you know, I want you, and I'm just one of thousands and thousands of people that would love for you to come to America.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we'd love not more to come to the States. I think with all these, like, oh, yeah, did you have, yeah, I don't know. I think that's all basically coming to an end. I think it's now, and because of the state of the economy and what's going on, there's a war going on as well. I think to just, like, you know, listen, you know, you're all right now. It doesn't really matter. If some of the things that I'm reading between the lines, whether you had your jab or not, you're still going to be able to, like, go abroad and all that. And that's what I'm reading between the lines. But, I mean, I wasn't getting that jab for no one. And, you know, because I know people have died from it and stuff, and there's no way in the world I was doing it. You know, the 10 hours and, like, going to jobs and all that, like, oh, to the elderly, and then it came down to the age and eight. And then somebody told me, yeah, see, those your six-year-old kid's got to get it now. Why? It's just a big con. I mean, I can go into it and stuff and all that, but I'm not a politician. If I was going to be a politician, I would like, be in politics instead of music. So that's my take on it and stuff. And, you know, whatever restrictions are all getting lifted and stuff, then maybe we can get over to your side of the pond, because we keep asked that many times to go over. So, you know, well, let's just see. If we can't get over ourselves personally, then the music will do the talking. That'll get over there.
Okay. Well, I gotcha. Now, I've got the, over here, the, got the where you couldn't go to shows or couldn't go to certain places if you couldn't show, like, big concerts, if you couldn't show a card, if you couldn't show your proof that you had been. So I'm double vaxxed and boosted. So I had to carry my, if I went to see every show, I went to see Joe Jackson, Todd Rundgren, everybody, you had to show your, thing, but it's relaxing now, Joe. It's and I respect everybody's right to their own opinion and how they formulate it. So, but it's relaxing. A lot of places are not requiring it as much, and so because I remember there was a show with Tame Impala last summer, and they were coming to Atlanta, but then they have very, very strict rules that they had about it. But then I saw them back in February. We went to Asheville to see Tame Impala, and it was packed in. And I think they, you know, if you had your card to show your proof, they were fine. But I don't think people were really really that tight about it. So as they're getting relaxed about showing this proof or whatever, then surely it could be on the way. It could be on calendar soon. that Joe Symes and the Loving Kind.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I mean, obviously the laws over your side of the pond are going to differ from like the ones in the UK, and about how you know, relaxing rules and what stuff and all that. I mean, you see stuff on the telly, what's going on in Australia, and like certain parts of like America and stuff and that, and like, and then like, you know, you've got like, you know, parties going on in Downing Street from both sides of like, you know, the government and all that, and it's just, you just think, well, hang on, but what was all that about? You know, it's like, they're all there, they're, you know, they're living it up and getting drunk and all that, and people can't even go out the door, like, if they go out the door, like, you're going to rent us, you know, it's just big people control. And, like, you know, it's people population control, and like, I think, to be honest with you now, if he was to turn around and say, oh, you know, we've got to, I think people were just turn around and say, listen, no way. I mean, like, people like, oh, you've got to get this booster gel and all this stuff and all that. And then probably the next thing that the government will do, they'll blame it on the winter coming in and saying that, you know, we've had these deaths, it's COVID again and all that. When it's possibly just like the flu and possibly the elderly that can't cope with the cold. I think they probably might be a lot more because of with all the rise in prices, the fuel that's going on and everything that we're all going to be hit with. So, you know, I don't trust government. I don't trust them at all. I mean, as I said, like, I go on about it, but I really don't want to because I do music and that thing. And I get asked about politics all the time, and I don't comment on it because I'm not a politician. That's basically it. And if I've offended anyone who's going to be listening to about the jabs, then, you know, I have my opinion and I stick by it.
Well, hopefully, when it comes to things like the arts or music, that seems to sometimes be a great leveler for people. It's like, well,
yeah.
I may not believe this, I may not like that, but hey, they make great music, and I respect their feelings. So hopefully, that'll loosen up. And
as long as the music, as I said, coming thick and fast, then that's all that matters.
That's all that matters, honey.
You know, if you get the music, you know.
So we would.
Yeah, and we do intend on coming over to the US very soon when the time is right.
Yay! And so, you know, it's going to be crazy when you come over here.
I'd love not more to get over to your side. I'd love not more because I know the response we'd get. I know that. But it's just a question of when and what time, and like, you know, the way things are panning out, but like, you know, to come down from like the COVID and stuff and that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, the flu.
Well, when I say it's going to be crazy when you get here, I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about how much people are going to love seeing you in person. And that's great. I am so thrilled that you guys have made time and been so generous with your time to be on the show today. You know, you've always got a home in Madame Perry's Salon. And for people listening, the band is Joe Symes, Colin White, Alan Welsh, Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. Their website is joesymesandthelovingkind.co.uk. And I will share it on all of my social media, not just Madame Perry's Salon, but also my business pages and personal. Hey, Joe. Don't you guys want a publicist, an entertainment publicist in the USA?
We would love an entertainment publicist in the USA. If anyone wants to write for us or work for us, we'd be glad for that. I'm very happy for us to do that.
Why, yes, I'd be glad to. So, that would be fun.
Thank you very much. We have an American. We have a USA Facebook page, which was set up by It Matters Radio in America. So if someone wants to be a US publicist for us, maybe
all
yourself,
right.
Or, you know, we'd be very grateful for that after the promotion.
I'd be delighted. I would be very proud. I was in Los Angeles last weekend.
You can put that on your title as well.
Oh, I intend to.
Jennifer Perry. Well,
I intend to.
For those who put the band name.
Oh, you better believe I will. Don't even think I won't. I was in Los Angeles last weekend. And there was some people at my hotel. I was waiting for my client to go to a book signing we had for her. And two women waiting in the hotel with me got into a conversation. And turned out they were stylists for a boy band from out of Hawaii that had come to the U.S. And they were playing that night at the Roxy in Los Angeles. And so we got to talk, and they said, you do what? They said, well, our boys are going to be the next BTS here coming out of Hawaii. So they said, we're going to need some representation, some publicists in the U.S. So yeah, I could dig it. So, you know, I could sell you guys a boy band and a man band, okay?
I think you should do. I think, you know, it's best to use the man's bands, you know what I mean, and all that. Especially coming from Liverpool, where the Beatles come from. I think that's the priority,
God,
to be honest with you.
You know, we're still crazy.
And also,
about
I think when you get the T-shirt, that'll be another tick to the box.
The what?
The T-shirt. When you get the T-shirt, Colin said the T-shirt, they're on the way to you. You can put them all over Facebook as well. And,
great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And what people wear them.
Okay. Ed, I might give, by the way, if you've listened to the show, and leave a message for Joe Syme from the Loving Kind on the page on Blog Talk Radio, I'll send you a T-shirt. I got some coming my way. And I would love to send one. My husband asked me the other day, he goes, why don't I have a Joe Symes T-shirt to wear to California? Because he had to go to California this week. And I said, well, I've just been slack and haven't ordered one. So I've got it. Now, before, while I was having technical difficulties, meaning I forgot to dial the extra one and the 011 before your number, while I was waiting to do that, and you guys have been so good to me and so incredibly patient with me. I played three of your songs. I played A Place to Call Our Own. I started with Summer's Almost Coming, Turn Me On, Turn Me Out Tonight, A Place to Call Our Own. And since I know you guys have been so generous with your time, but I can't keep you forever, but I'd like to close with take us out with another song of yours that's, it's not new, but I've played it on here a lot, and thank you for letting me. And it's very popular with my listeners. Lovers Undercover.
All right. I forgot about that one.
So that'll be four songs. And, again, thank you for your generosity with your time. Thank you, and your patience with me. Thank you for your music. And I love talking to you. And if I answer, usually in America, when people, if I don't answer incorrectly or I don't hear someone, I tell them, well, honey, I'm old enough to have heard all the good bands live. That's why I have a little hearing problem. So blame it on Led Zeppelin, okay? But, guys, sometimes I may not, and I tell them I'd do it all over again. But with you guys, sometimes I may not always catch your accent. So if I answer inappropriately, please forgive me. But it's charming, and I love it. And I'm crazy about you guys, like thousands of other people, and wish you all the very best of success.
To be honest with you, Jen, when we first on our first radio session to America, we couldn't even understand the word I was saying. He was saying, what he talk? I can't understand what he's saying. Because I talk a lot faster, you know. So, I think it's settled now, and he's got the gist of it. To be honest with you, he's know what where I'm coming from and can understand what I'm talking about. But I'd like to welcome you aboard as our new PR assistant, and we'd like a nice picture of you with the band T-shirt on, and whoever else gets the T-shirt, can we have pictures of them wearing them, please?
Heck yeah, definitely. Definitely. And thank you so much. And hey, kudos to you guys for understanding my Southern accent.
We're cool with that.
We love your accent.
We can understand anyone's accent, so we think it's pretty funky.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, I love you all and wish you the best. We will... you'll be back here again soon, I hope, and hopefully in the States. So we're going to close out with Love. Oh, this is one of my favorites. Lovers Undercover. Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. Thank you, and enjoy.
Cheers, Jen. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye. See you guys. You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.